Ocean Highway LLC, southwest of Route 1, 301 feet northwest of Dartmouth Ed Drive, being parcel B, a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a ground sign and a variance from the maximum square footage requirement for a sign.
Thank you. Full name and address.
Joseph Reed, 48 Glade Circle East, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
All right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Joe Reed, the owner of Ocean Highway, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here tonight at the suggestion of the Planning and Zoning Office, and I'd like to thank Bud Rickards for his assistance and his multiple visits to this site. The site is 5.44 acres located on southbound Route 1, about 300 feet north of the new Wawa that's located at the intersection of Dartmouth Drive and Route 1, which is mm-hmm. also the Cape May Lewis Ferry Road. Some of you may know it by that. I'm simply requesting a 10-foot variance from the side yard setback on the sideline that is adjacent to a county sewer pump station, and a 12-square-foot variance to the allowable 150-square-foot sign size. I'm asking for an 8% increase there to serve the businesses that are located in a new 24,000 square foot building that I recently completed on the property. The building is home to two new quality businesses. They're new to Sussex County, Kitchen and Company and Cape Wine and Spirits. I would like to note that the application, a couple things regarding the application. One, that it is compatible with the neighborhood. In fact, the entire neighborhood is commercial. Secondly, that the application will not have any adverse impact on the neighborhood. In fact, I have a letter of support from the owner of the largest adjacent property that I'd like to submit to the record, submit into the record. And then the other neighbor on the side in question is the county sewer pump station, which previously was part of my property, but the was deeded or sold to the county years ago when they were doing the sewer system for that area. So I don't think there's any adverse impact on that 10 feet against the on the sewer pump station side. Thirdly, the requested signage is compatible with the existing signage in the area, and in fact, I've got some pictures I'd like to submit into the record. There, within a quarter or a half mile in either direction, there are much smaller properties that have more signage. In fact, that have two pylon signs on an acre or 2 acres, and what I'm requesting is one sign for 5.44 acres. And then, probably lastly, regarding this application, is I think that there's that it also serves to improve some safety issues on Route 1 there or in the traffic movements. Because I've got an aerial and a map to confirm this that I will submit into the record, but there's a curve on Route 1 as you're heading southbound, probably starts right about Home Depot and the State Police Station. And then there's also a strand of trees between those properties and the subject property. And really, until you're directly in front of these two businesses, because of that curvature in the road, the way it curves, and the strand of trees, you really don't see the businesses. And I've personally been out there doing things and have seen cars get directly in front of the property and cut across two lanes of traffic at that to get to that intersection and come into the property, because you cannot enter directly from Route 1. You go to the light there at the Wawa and come in, but you're sort of directly in front of or past the businesses before you see them without the sign. And then DelDOT has just completed or is in the process of completing that third lane project there. So they're going to soon be crossing three lanes of traffic to make that movement at the last minute. Okay. And then that's really all I have. I don't know if Mr. Rickard says anything that he would suggest that I add, or if there's any questions.
Well, I can't do that, but I can say I was down there
And we, if you, just to refresh your memories, remember it was an off-premise sign. We didn't want to do an off-premise sign. We don't do those for a business that he would have to reapply as an on-premise sign of 150 square feet maximum. And that's exactly what they've done. They've reapplied. And to make it in conformity with the rest of Route 1, highway down there, that nothing down there right now is looking like it has an off-premise sign that is actually the business portion of it. So that's where he's applying to, and that was the suggestion. And he had his property resurveyed at our suggestion that he acquire some ground out front, and this is where he is right now.
Okay. Thank you for that, buddy. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have the Savannah West Associates. That's right right next door, and that is in favor. Do you have another one, you said?
That was the same letter that I submitted, okay, yes.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 97-96 under advisement.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 9796 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give these your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or call the office first thing in the morning.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 9797, Glenn G. Wilkerson.